Very warm welcome to you as we come to worship God today. Thank you for being part of our service. Are you thirsty this morning? Would you like to receive from God? We're going to hear some words that will help us to express our thirst to God today. And after that, we will sing our first song about the many reasons that we have to praise God today.
A reading adapted from Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 to 9.
Title: Are You Thirsty?
Are you thirsty?
I am.
Then come. Come to the waters. Are you skint?
I am.
Then come. The milk and the wine are free.
Yippee!
So tell me, why do you spend your money on that which does not nourish you? Why do you work for things which ultimately bring no satisfaction?
I have asked myself that many times.
So come.
All right then.
A little closer now.
Okay.
Now lean in and listen closely, so you may discover how to truly live.
I'm all ears.
I will make a covenant with you, an arrangement, a relationship, a binding agreement, one that will last forever. Like the one I made when I showed my steadfast love to David.
Okay.
So look.
I'm looking.
Can you see how I made David my witness to the people? An example of what I could do? He was their leader, their commander.
I can see that.
Well, in the same way, I want to demonstrate my glory through you, so that nations you don't even know yet will run to you when you call. Simply because they have witnessed what the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, has done through you.
Amazing.
And that's why you need to seek the Lord, as long as there's an opportunity to find him. And that is why you need to call on him when he is near.
Got it.
And that is why the wicked need to turn their backs on the wrong things they have done. And that is why the unrighteous need to clean up their thoughts.
Ah, I figured we'd get round to that.
For if they return to the Lord, he will have mercy on them and pardon them abundantly.
Abundantly? Yes!
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord.
I'm getting that.
And my ways are not your ways either.
Getting that too.
They are higher than yours, my ways and my thoughts, higher than the heavens are above the earth.
Wow!
Oh, hello, Squeak. You're not looking very happy today. Oh, tell me what's wrong. You're angry with Squawk. Oh, I thought you two were friends again. Not anymore. Why not? Because he owes you money? Well, I'm sure he'll pay you back. You want it now? Wait a minute. Did he say he was going to pay you back now? Oh, that's all right then. Oh, he said he was going to pay you yesterday. And he ate it? Why did he eat it? Because it was his dinner money. That's very funny. Look. This is important. Remember that money is like bread, because we all need it. Need it. Not funny. Okay. Yeah, okay. But if he forgot, well, if he forgot yesterday, maybe he'll remember today. Okay, all right. Okay, right. You said that if he was going to pay you back yesterday, he should have paid you back yesterday. Look, how much does he owe you? 5 pence. Squeak. Do you remember what happened last week? Didn't I lend you 10 pence? I did, didn't I? Can I have it back, please? Why not? Because you don't have it. I'll tell you what, Squeak, I'm feeling very kind to you today. I'll let you off. No, it's okay. You are my friend and I'm going to let you off. Oh, look, here's Squawk come. Okay, Squawk, Squawk, calm down. Okay, okay, okay. Look, I know. Squeak lent you 5p and you don't have the money to give him back. Well, I don't think you have much to worry about. Oh, maybe you do. Well, come on, squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak, stop it. Look, you want your money back, but I let you off. Can't you let Squawk off? You need the 5p. Well, maybe you do, but I let you off 10p. Think about it. Well, I think it's fair. Do you think it's fair, Squawk? Now think. Do you think it's right, Squeak? Do you want to try that one again? That's better. Maybe you two can be friends again. Will you both be friends again? Go on, try that one again. Are you going to be friends again? Whew, you two are really hard work.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. Ten thousand reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, soul, I worship Your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. I worship Your holy name. Lord, I worship Your holy name.
Let's come to God in prayer. And today we're going to focus our prayers on people that we know. First of all, as we come to pray, we need to forgive those that we've got anything against. Now, that's going to take more than a quick prayer. But just mention in the silence to God now, or maybe out loud if you're on your own, people who you need to forgive today. And ask for God's help to work out what that means. And we pray for those who are in need today. We pray for those who are sick, those in our church family and others we know who are in hospital or otherwise ill. We pray for those we know who are bereaved. We pray for those who are in financial difficulties. We pray for those who are unsure about the way forward. We pray for children who we know. We pray for young people we know. We pray for older people that we know. We pray for those we know who are struggling with life just now. We pray for people who have decisions to make. We pray for those who are on the receiving end of injustice. Father, you love these people more than we do. May each one be given your peace and your joy today. In Jesus' name, Amen. And we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. So let's say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we're going to sing again. This is a song that really helps us to focus on Jesus and all that he's done for us. Jesus Christ, our living hope. Okay. How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the imagine so great. the mercy. What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages set down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim. Yours is the victory. Oh, hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living. Some notices for this week. The rules for the lockdown have changed quite a bit. Now, as trustees of the church, we've had a look at the current rules about church services. And our feeling for the moment is that any service that we put on in our church building would have to be very different from what we are used to doing on a Sunday morning. So for the time being, our Sunday morning services will continue to be online. Please do bear with us. Please be patient. And if you've got anything you want to say to us, please do message us, contact us in some way. We had a very productive deacons meeting this week where we were thinking about what we've learned from the lockdown, ways in which it's helped us spiritually, ways in which it's made things more difficult. And we want to have a really good think about that before we return to the church building. In the meantime, there are still ways for us to meet together. We have our Zoom meeting at 11:30. Now, I know that a few of us in the church are hesitant about Zoom. So far, we've had no problems with it. We are very careful as to who we let into the meetings. If we don't know people, we won't let them in. And it is an excellent way for us to get together and chat after the service. So if you're able to join in today, please do ask us for an invitation. We've also been running for quite a few weeks now a number of open air prayer meetings, six people in the church ground. Please do keep checking the Facebook page for details of these, or contact us if you're not able to get to the Facebook page. Those of us who are coming to these have found them to be really deeply encouraging, and a sense that together as a church we are seeking God at this time is really growing from these. So if you are able to, and I appreciate not everybody is, but if you are able to come to these, you are welcome. We've also been organising some walks in the park with us going into smaller groups as necessary from there. Again, the details are on the Facebook page. Thank you once more for all your financial gifts to the church during this time, and for everything that you've done to help us to hold together. And a special welcome to those of us who wouldn't really consider yourselves part of the church family, but you're part of these broadcasts that we're doing, and we are really glad that you're doing that. If you want to get in touch with us, please do. We would love to hear from you. If you don't want to do that, that's absolutely fine. We're going to hear now from God's Word in the Bible.
This morning's reading comes from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 15. It has the title, Freedom from Rules and New Life in Christ. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God, who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Thanks be to God for this word. Amen.
Jesus has set us free. The Apostle Paul writes in this letter to the Colossians that God has rescued us from the rule of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of Jesus, in whom we are set free. Paul has high expectations for these people. He's looking for a group of people marked by love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This sort of freedom comes from the resurrection of Jesus. It is freedom from death itself, a freedom we act out in baptism when we are buried with Jesus, being plunged into the water, so we can be raised with him. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. And if we stay focused on Jesus, we can enjoy that freedom. The Apostle Paul had been brought up in a system of rules and regulations which hadn't helped him. And when he met Jesus, he walked away from these rules so he could live the life that God called him to live. The Colossians, on the other hand, seem to have lived a wild, reckless life before they met Jesus. When they met Jesus, it cleaned them up, it did them some good. But it was in danger of turning into a list of rules and regulations that diminished them. Paul's concern is that the spiritual forces which once bound these people in a wild lifestyle are now binding them again, making them fall short of the amazing community that God was calling them to be. He wants these people to have what he calls the riches of complete understanding, riches that go way beyond the rule book. So he says to them, don't let anyone judge you about what you eat and drink, what festivals you celebrate, what days of the week you think or don't think are special. These things, he says, are just a shadow of the things that are found in Christ. They've got something to do with Jesus, but they're not the real thing. These things appear to be wise, but they have no real value. They give us things to do or not do, but they don't take us anywhere. Rules that say, don't taste, don't handle, don't touch, do not produce the love and compassion that God wants. There's some wisdom in them, especially in a pandemic, but the real deal is Jesus Christ. Far better to get to know Jesus than to learn a set of rules that rest on human traditions. Paul also warns about those who claim to have had a religious experience. There were people around who liked to go into great detail about their visions and the things they had seen. They make great claims, but the truth is that they have lost connection with Jesus. You see, if you've been baptized, you've had the best spiritual experience that is going. Buried with him and raised with him. You can't top that. There is nothing better. There is no realm of higher spiritual experience to aim for. Don't try and grasp for more. There is no more. Don't be impressed by those who claim to experience more. In Paul's words, they may be puffed up by idle notions. Here's what Paul says in this letter. In Christ, all the fullness of God lives in bodily form. In Christ, you have been filled. Your old self was put off. It was buried with Christ in baptism. You were raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. This is what matters. And this is why Paul prays for these people, to live in the life that God has given them. This is why he tells them to change, not in a way that ties them up, but in a way that sets them free, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved. So he says to them, and I believe he now says to us, in verse 6, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. We're going to pray now, and it's a prayer that is based on the prayer that Paul gives us in Colossians chapter 1. So let's pray. Father, we pray that you will fill us, each one of us, with the knowledge of your will. We want to know what you are looking for in us. We want to understand better what you are trying to achieve in this world. So we pray that by your Holy Spirit you will make us wise and help us to understand. Father, we want to live a life that is worthy of you, a life inspired by Jesus. Teach us. Show us, please, what we need to know. We want to please you in every way. Show us the ways where we can please you more than we do just now. But in every way, we would like to do the good things you call us to do. Lord, by your Spirit, enable us to do more and more of these good things. And above all, help us to grow in the knowledge of God. Lord, let it not come from hurry or rush, but from us knowing you better. Give us your power to strengthen us and help us to endure and be patient when things are tough. Lord, fill our hearts with thanksgiving. You have done so much for us. Help us to see it. Help us to know it. Help it to be the basis on which we live our lives. Lord, what a privilege it is to be one of your holy people. We are amazed. You call even us. Amen. It says in our Bible reading this morning that God has cancelled the charge that is against us. We started off with 10,000 reasons. Now, oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. If you can join in, let's sing together.
Redeemer's praise, thy great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace, the triumphs of his grace, the triumphs of his grace, the triumphs of his grace. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, that bids our sorrow cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace, 'tis life and health and peace, 'tis life and health and peace, 'tis life and health and peace. Breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. 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 And listening to his voice, new life the dead receive, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe, the humble poor believe, the humble poor believe, the humble poor believe. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb. Your loosened tongues employ, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Saviour come, and leaky lane for joy, and leaky lane for joy, and leaky lane for joy, leaky lane for joy. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honours of thy name, the honours of thy name, the honours of thy name, the honours of thy name.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Thank you for being part of our service today.